Praise the Lord. God bless you, Sister Carolyn. Thank you, woman of God, for the seed of $25. Woman of God, before the prophetic team comes forth and you begin to hear the word that was spoken to you on the live call, I want you to know, woman of God, that the Lord says I have great things in store for you. And you are in a season of inner growth. It's almost like you're in a sabbatical. It's like where the Lord says you must rest in Him and trust Him. You're on a journey where the Lord says, I'm bringing you into a time of self-discovery. And He says, I'm drawing thee and I'm requiring more of thee, yea, even in this season. The Lord says, I desire more time with thee, woman of God. And you're going to begin to find that this is a season where you're going to take a look at some things. And you're going to put some emphasis. And you're going to find yourself analyzing your past motives and actions. And you're going to begin to develop a real intense need to be in the presence of the Lord. And you're going to find that you will step into a season where the Lord said, it's time for you to begin to get away and begin to get into His presence. And as you do that, the Lord says, you're going to begin to set yourself apart. For I bring thee out of the noise. I bring thee out of the confusion. For this is a time for thee, Sister Carolyn, where the Lord will say unto thee, that you must begin to visualize what it is that you want to make happen between now and January of 2015. And you're going to find that secrets about yourself and others shall begin to come to the forefront. For the Lord says, I'm raising thee up. And you're going to come into a time of greater understanding and greater peace. For the Spirit says, health-wise to thee, woman of God, it's a time for quietness. It's a time where the Lord will say unto thee that you must get away from worry and get away from people that are wasting your time. It's a season where the Lord says, if you do not get away and maintain a calm and a meditative state of peace and rest in God, the Lord says that you're going to create problems for yourself by imagining the worst. And that's why prayer and fasting is going to be key for you for the next several months. And this will give you the energy and allow you to restore yourself, restore your body, especially in this month of August, but also in the month of November. Woman of God, I know that God has great things in store for you. I know that the Lord says He loves thee with an everlasting love. I know that He says peace shall come unto thee. I know that He says that you're going to begin to prosper. And you're going to begin to see some change. And there shall be no loss. But you will prosper. And you will surely succeed. And you will come into a time where you shall begin to come into the revelation of the process of sowing and reaping. And God says, maintain a peaceful posture and stand in me. And as you stand in me, you will come into a time of abundance. You will come into a time of blessings. For change is definitely in the atmosphere. And this change is going to cause you to generate and to prosper and to have more. For the next several months shall be an extremely blessed and satisfying time of your life. And I will bring thee much comfort and I will bring thee much happiness. And you will see, woman of God, that I will do a new thing in thee. For the Lord says, I bless the works of your hands. And I will cause you to come into a season of new opportunities. Thank you, woman of God. Now God says, I touch the throat area. I touch the throat. I touch the vocal cords. I touch even the thyroid. I heal thee, yea, even in this season. And I will cause you to prosper. Now listen to the word, woman of God, that was spoken to you live on the call. Get ready. Because God said, I'm settling some things in this season. And you shall prosper. Thank you. The pressure is leaving. The pressure has been lifted. God said, I now send help unto thee. I send help unto thee, saith the Spirit of the Most High.
And Elder Irma, what is the word of the Lord to Sister Carolyn, Huff, who sold her $25 seed?
God bless you, Sister Carolyn Huff. I hear the word of the Lord for you, woman of God, saying that doors are opening up for you. Mm-hmm. God says that there's travel for you as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm hearing God says that there's going to be a great fresh energy given into your body. Because God says that you are going to be moving. You're on the war path. You're moving forward. God says that no longer shall you be stagnant. I'm hearing God says that there's going to be healing to your body. And God says that there's comfort coming too, because God says He's removing the stress. God says that there's some things that's been stressful to you. God says that there's some times when you're wondering how, when, where, what all is going on. God says that He's removing the stress. Because God says that doors are opening up for you, and I'm hearing abundance coming into you, woman of God. God says that there's abundance coming. God says for you to move forward into things that he has given you. God says there's a power on the inside of you, and God says for you to go forward. I'm hearing God say for you to pick up your pen, pick up your and begin to write, and that is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. And I'm so in agreement with Elder Irma. Woman of God, I just hear Father God saying there's a rising in this season, woman of God. Father God says this is the season to press in and press on. I hear Father God saying you're about to shake some things up, yet you're shaking some things for the better. I hear Father God says prayer and meditation. Through your prayer and meditation, God says arm yourself in this season. I want you to rise up, Father God, for this season to rise up and rise out. God said, peace be still. Peace be still, for all things are coming together for your good. And that is the word of the Lord. Woman of God, rise up and take your bed in this season. And that is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Thank you for sowing your seed and documenting your faith.
Amen.